And then we'll go back to the first set.
That's
all I got.
Here's the other side. We're not doing this, right?
We're going to do that after. We're doing the one with the Imre Shaffer, which is in itself for us.
Looks like it. Rabbi?
Yeah. And more of those. Not the Rabbi.
You have a lot of faith in us.
No, there's
a lot of stuff.
Apart from most of it we did last week, so. All right, so we have the Ketzer Masav Rebbe Elezer Vishur of Elezer and Azariah. That's not the one I'm doing. The one before. But the thing with Avadim Hayinu and the Baragel says, V'chol Hamar B'Lisaf Rebbe Yitzchak Mitzrayim Hareza Meshubach. See, if the next page I have from Rav Shechter's V'afilu Kulanu Chachamim Kulanu Nevanim Kulanu Sekem Kulanu Yodim Satorah Mitzvah Lein L'Sap Rebbe Yitzchak Mitzrayim. So there are obvious questions on this. First of all, even if we're all chacham and nevonim, sekeinim, even we know the whole thing, it's a mitzvah for us to tell the story. It's a mitzvah. See, b'tzis mitzrayim. That's it. What's the, what are you adding to this paragraph to say? Of course, there's a mitzvah. Even if we know the story, you still have to tell over the story. That's number one. It's interesting. The Munkacher Rav, the original Munkacher Rebbe, go back many years, with the beginning of Zionism, he interpreted, he says, Afilu kulanu chacham and kulanu nevan and kulanu zakenim, even if the Mizrachi next day look from and he started, Mitzvah l'saper, you still have to talk about them, these Zionim there, Rishon Gomer. He's a little anti-Zionist. So look at the Nitziv for us. This is Nitziv. He says, "Lachora ena muvan halavi also lay lachovahu."
Well,
disani b'tosefu v'mechilta b'yivur lahalon lachovas l'shayich lomar loshem harezim meshubah. First of all, what are you saying? So what? I mean, what are you telling them that they have to do mitzvah? Of course, they have a mitzvah. But what does it mean? Hareza meshubach. Shehare misha ena makayim mikrei rasha. In Talmudic Lusha, not our Lusha.
An estro, something dear to your heart.
Right, why is that?
So, you do more, you're meshubach.
I'll ask you better then, on an esrog. You have the mitzvah to do it during the daytime. Do you have such a mitzvah to continue holding it during the night? Here, the next story is going to be what a ma'aseh by Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Elezer, and Azariah. They were mesumim b'nei brak. V'hoyu mesaber mitzvah Yisrael kol also halayla. Ad shabo tamidei ma'omer lehem rabbeinu giz my kriyas mashashachas. When is the mitzvah of Korban Pesach? Until when? Sifrei Yitzchak Mitzrayim. Chatzos.
The next morning.
No.
Midnight.
So, what's this concept of, all right, continue. Continue doing it throughout the night. The mitzvah's over, is what I'm saying. When it comes to a lulav, after the zman, we once had a discussion, what would be if we know that if you pick up the lulav early in the morning before Alos HaShachar, right? You pick up early in the morning and then you're holding it. Then it was Alos HaShachar. What do you do? You have to put it down, you have to pick it up again. You have a parameter of a mitzvah. In fact, we had once a whole thing that the Rav Shechter wrote it up, but based on the Tziv and the Rav, and Eretz Tzvi, so he explains it. Look at the, when Rashi says, the Gemara says that when someone pushes off a dichui or a mitzvah, so it's dochui. It's like the question is whether or not, whether it's, whether there is such a concept again of doing the mitzvah again. So the Gemara in Sukkah says that if, let's say you have an esrog, where you have the hadasim, and it was a psul at nighttime. Lakachta miyam harishon. It was a psul at nighttime. Then all of a sudden in the morning, the psul is no longer there. Right? Psul is no longer there. So the question is, because of dichui mitzvahs, do you want to say that since at nighttime there's a psul, and since there was a psul over there, so the mitzvah is already pushed away, you can't resurrect it when it comes to the morning, or not? Gemara always goes through a number of cases when they talk about this. So Rashi talked, but what's the problem? Says v'lakachtem b'yom harishon. You're not mekayim the mitzvah at nighttime. You only mekayim the mitzvah during the daytime. So what's the difference if the psul is no lot at nighttime? Also, the Rushata goes based on the tziv and the rav. He explains that the mitzvah is no lot at night. You can't be mekayim the mitzvah until the morning. Okay, but the parameters to the mitzvah. Why over here? It doesn't seem to, you know. What do you mean harezam mishuba? First of all, kol hamarbe. Anytime you do a mitzvah, it's a hider mitzvah. Shremisha ina makayim mikre rasha ukadiso kiyosi bezebeni. They call it makayim derichatam mikre tsnua. Umasha otu sheina makayim tsnua hadolam mikre. A rasha nami mikre. So what's the lashon? Mikol shekein mitzvah saseim in a Torah. V'yosa miyosa halay levadei nishum mitzvah kamo misha ocha matzah biyom. Hachinam iksiv bavur zeh. That's the mitzvah. Right? You want to eat, I mean, there is a kima mitzvah during the day. The kima holds us 7 days, according to the gra. But what he's basically saying is, like, bavur zeh, in this moment, when the matzah is in front of you, that's the mitzvah. Sipri tzis mitzrayim. Perish, zman matzah mora v'kashay yavur. Vimkein, maya marbe l'sapa b'tzis mitzrayim. So I want to give three ideas that are brought down. One idea is from the Netziv. Very halachic idea. Ibra lifi habshad afagav desanim b'tosefto mechilta chayiv adam lesaper. Mikol mekam nevertheless al karkach ena perish b'li hefsek. Doesn't mean without a stop. Shreit tzorach lechol lechadomer. Obviously you're supposed to talk about the whole night, but every time you're reading. El b'shosha efshel lesaper harezah mekayim etzasei. B'chol ma'ashe marba lohochin hasha. Anytime you have any, you add to it. She hey efshel lesapa yo, in order to speak when you prepare beforehand, she'll have more to say that night. Harei zoriz u'meshubach. Mihu yesh lahosef ulufarish. Marba yosem is zman achiyuv. Nevertheless, you should always add to it more than is zman achiyuv. V'lo dami lo'ocha matzah achaz man. This is different than the other mitzvahs. This is unique. To hasam vade in shum mitzvah for adaraba. Ikivin le shum mitzvah over al baltasa. If you do a mitzvah after the zman that you're chayiv, you have a mind to be mekayim the mitzvah, what are you over? Baltasa. This is different. Masha ein king sipri tis mitzrayim. Afila b'chol yom ikam mitzvah zachirus yitzis mitzrayim. Every day there's a mitzvah zachirus yitzis mitzrayim. Haregam lezeh ha mitzvah ein shir ele she yotzim b'zachira. There, what you have to do is remember. Mikol Malkam, nevertheless, Efshel Harbos HaZechira, Kamosha Yotim Dechovas Mit Matzah B'Kzayis. Right? Just like you have to have a matzah, you have to have a Kzayis. You want to eat three Kzayisim? Go ahead. It's okay. Mikol Malkam, Kol Zeh She'ochel She Mitzvah, Harei Zeh Mitzvah Saseh. Umavur B'Yushalmi, V'huva B'Tosef, B'Tos B'Shalmi. D'chol Zman She'mebi Chagiga Docha Yom Tov. Anytime you bring the carbon Chagiga, that's Docha Yom Tov. The olam who mosef a holach v'docha yom tov ad sheyomer ein betat lehosef. Until you come to a point, says I have no desire to add to my carbon chagiga. In Cain, efshel laharbos b'sipur yitzis mitzrayim yosem esman hachiyev. Teda, what does that mean? She Rabbi Lezer b'zayi shvali the mitzvah achilas matzav is chatzos. They hold Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer b'zayi held until when? Until midnight. That's how we pass it. Behind the sanya, the mechilta, shilhi paparshus bo. Rabbi Lezer mazem minayin. Rabbi Lezer omer minayin shemhoisel chaburah shachachamim ol talmidim shetrichem lasok the hilchos pesach chatzos. Where do we know that they have to be osek in hilchos and halachos of pesach until chatzos? Lakach nemra moha edus. For whom is shum Rabbi Lezer the talmid achilas matzah ad chatzos? Because he holds the achilas matzah is only to chatzos. So Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim is only until Chatzos. Mishum Hachi Mitzvah Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim Ahilchas Pesach Chatzos. Mikol Makom Harei, nevertheless, Harei B'Masa Shehevi HaMagad Oskel Gamhei Mikol HaLayla. But here, what is the Magad saying over here? They were Osek a whole night. Vafila Rabbi Akiva, even Rabbi Akiva, who holds Disverilei Mitzvah Sachilas Matzah Kol HaLayla. Shem Hachi Tani B'Tosefer Shli B'Sachim Chayiv Adam L'Saper Yitzis Mitzrayim Kol HaLayla. That's what Mechilta says the whole night. Mikol Mekom Ein Achiv El Armon HaShachar V'Rei Otzko Ad Shegi Yizman Kriya Shema Shashachas. Only until the morning, until Shachar Shehu Mishayiras Chaver B'Talanams Amos Elevada Mishum De Rav Akiva L'Tama. It's obvious according to Rabbi Kiva, according to his rationale. Disvirulei in brachas, pa'amim sha'adam kare kriyashma la'achash yalam murashacha. There are times that someone reads kriyashma until after murashacha. Perish. Kodim shiras chaveru, kamo shikasatu emik sha'ela. Vimkein hareza meshubach v'haynu shahivi ha'magat raime osam maisa, v'samach le'hodom ar-revelesa lo'zachishinam yitzis mitraim, shim le'yeshkiv skirs mitraim. What is the Netziv really saying? Is it? It's a different kind of mitzvah. I mean, he's not explaining it. He's not explaining it. So why can you go after the Zman?
The Seder itself.
Yeah, I mean, in other words, the Sipur. Not the Seder per se. You have to finish Hallel. Halacha, we hold the first to finish Hallel, everything, the Shtia of the Dalet Kosos, by Chatzos. After that, you want to sing Chad Gadya all night? Go ahead. Whatever you want to do, but you got to finish that. CP2 is trying to.
You have to eat the Afikoman before.
Right.
Chatzos. That's
the second night. We're not Machban in the second, but the first night we try to finish everything by Chatzos.
Which is roughly midnight.
About 1 o'clock.
So he's separating out the mitzvahs, the rest of the mitzvahs of the Seder, eating matzah, all that stuff.
It's not just the Netziv, it's brought in the Tosfos. We're looking at Shulchan Aruch, you see that. The question which, I mean, he's addressing, he says, it's like the Korban Chagiga, but he's not explaining that. Why is this? Why should it be something where it's even beyond the parameters of the Zman that you continue? This whole paragraph should bother you. Like, what is accomplished at this point? I mean, years ago, I used to go, okay, listen, we have to see Yitzis Mitzrayim, we have kind of the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzis Mitzrayim. That's what they were doing over there. Not that they weren't doing anything. So, first I want to give two possibilities. First, let's look at Rosh Hashanah. I think also
is this the only scenario like this in Tanakh?
This is not Tanakh.
Is this the only Chag for which this concept applies?
Well, first they brought down the Karma Chagiga. You were saying, where does what? That you could just continue?
If we have a great meal for Shal Shittas, we can continue an hour past where we're supposed to have Shabbos. We can keep continuing, and we still say,
Say
Shabbos. You can just end Shabbos.
Because you have a concept to set for Shabbos. That's right. There's a concept to set for Shabbos.
So that applies here.
Why? I mean, is it a Tosefus? Is it really a Tosefus? Were they Mekayim and Mitzvah Sipur? Yeah.
I just have a question.
Come on, 1 second. That's what I'm asking you. There's a concept of Tosefus Shabbos.
Right.
So that's different. We created a concept of Tosefus Shabbos before and afterwards. So it's a continuum of a Shabbos. Is there such a concept by Tosefus? You would say, well, there's a Tosefus Sipur. However, Rabbi Akiva holds that Sipur is only until Chatzos. So he's saying this is the parameter of the mitzvah. It's not until Sefer's to the morning.
Don't we tell the story of Yitzis Mitzrayim all year long?
That's the Chiras Yitzis Mitzrayim. We remind it. So you want to say maybe that what they were doing is that even though they were learning, they were doing Zechiras Yitzis Mitzrayim.
That doesn't make sense with the last sentence. Kol Amar B'Lasaper.
Exactly. There's a reason why they're both connected together. So first, let's look at Rav Shechta. That's the English. This is not written by Rav Shechta. What it was is that someone took some of Rav Shechta's shiurim, he took some of the writings that Rav Shechta did write, you know, like the three Svarim, you know, on the Rav, and his only. And what?
Somebody didn't write.
He thought. And then he collated it and put it together. And it's very good. I mean, there's a new one also. They did this for the Rav now in Purim. They're doing a lot of things, but they have all these different Svarim. So the Rav spoke, let's say, about a paragraph here or somewhere else. And, you know, one of the concepts yesterday took that and they made a whole, you know, they're putting together Sfarim like that.
Copyright infringement.
What?
Copyright.
No, this is the introduction here is by the Rav Shechter says he went through it, he liked it, you know. Anyhow. So one comes as follows. There are two historical events that are the basis of our entire religion. Yetzias Mitzrayim, and I want to concentrate this idea of the Korban Chagiga. What is the Nitziv really trying to point out? A shot maybe in the Nitziv. There are two historical events that are the basis of our entire religion, Yetzias Mitzrayim and Mamad Har Sinai. On these two occasions, the Kadosh Baruch Hu demonstrated the truth of all the Ikari Amuna to the Jewish people. He showed that he exists as aware of worldly events and has the ability to intervene in meeting our Schar Va'onish, punishing with Rasham, rewarding the Tzadikim. Furthermore, Hashem confirmed that he alone possesses the ability to change the laws of nature. Hashem thereby verified that he is the creator. Otherwise, we would not have dominion over nature. And if you remember, the Malbim points out, if you look at the Yeseres HaDibros, which is twice, once in Beschanan, once in Beis Yisrael. So, Anoche Hashem Elokecha, one is talking about, in Shir Shabbos, one is a reminder of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and one is the Brias HaOlam. The Brias HaOlam is the fact that God created the world. But then, the reason why it's mentioned about the Yetzias Mitzrayim is because Yetzias Mitzrayim shows Hashgacha Pratis, and it shows that God is continuing involvement in the world.
Isn't the flood also, though, mentioned in the world by Hashem?
Yeah, Nechanabi, but this was, the Yetzias Mitzrayim was the reason why it's occurred, because this has to do with our Hashgacha Pratis. There's another piece by the Nitziv that explains that if we weren't taking out of Mitzrayim, we would still be there. Literally, we would still be there.
We say that in the Haggadah.
Right. On that Keta, the way the Nitziv explains it is, there was no Hashgacha Pratis in this world until Yetzias Mitzrayim. The world would have gone like Hashgacha Klalos. Naturally, events. What is a natural event? Nothing changes. Everything just continues. And we live in a world where a government, I don't know if you ever read Thomas Hobbes. Thomas Hobbes talks about the rise and fall of each government. This is how, this is the life, right? Mm-hmm. Basically, the Nitziv is taking Thomas Hobbes and he's saying, that's true after Yetzias Mitzrayim. Before Yetzias Mitzrayim, it never would have happened. What he really is saying is that the Hashgacha Pratis came into the world because of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's when there was Hashgacha Pratis.
Wasn't there Hashgacha Pratis in Mitzrayim?
For nations. Yeah.
When you, for nations.
For nations, I think, is what he means, Hashgacha Pratis. Because, you know, every nation is still, is the difference between...
Including the Jews.
Well, because of the Jews. Everything now has changed in order to service the Jews.
But in Mitzrayim itself, before Yetzias Mitzrayim, you had Hashgacha Pratis. You had the Makos.
I guess that's part of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right.
That they grew like that, that's not part of it.
That's part of Yetzias Mitzrayim, right.
Well, it's to serve the Jews, but our role is to bring help bring redemption to the world.
Well, that's why it was serving
world,
us.
Be helping
right.
them.
Right, right. But now we became
the conduit.
They're so grateful.
Center.
Yeah.
I don't want to
control everything.
Express it then.
Only the
protocols
of the other sign were true.
Right,
We control everything.
Okay, this is being recorded, so we don't want the, you know.
We have all the money.
Rex Record is that he's one of the members of the Elders of Zion.
Call the meeting to order.
At this time, Hashem taught B'nai Yisrael the Ikar of Geula as well. The Yisod of Bias HaMashiach is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only created the world, but he has an ongoing involvement in it. He wants to see mankind ultimately fulfill the purpose of bringing the world to a proper resolution. At the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stepped in to punish Paro and to redeem the Jewish people. And he will similarly lead the world to an ultimate Geula in the times of Mashiach. Through Hashem's direct intervention, we also learn the Ikarim, Ein Mazel Yisrael. The idea of Klal Yisrael is not subserving to the dominion of stars and constellations, as well as the fact that Klal Yisrael is the Am HaNivchar. Finally, the Karm, the truth of Nevuah, the primacy of Nevuah Moshe, Torah Min HaShemayim, predicate in Mamon HaSinai. How do we know that religion is true in religion? Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi in the Kuzari, right, because of, we have millions of witnesses. Stresses the fact that we have a historical tradition that began with the event witnessed by a great mass of people. 600,000 men between the ages of 20 and 60, in addition to the younger and the older, women and the Erev. That comes out, I think, about 3 million. This great mass of people experienced firsthand the 10 Makas, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Mamad Har Sinai, and this is how our religion was established. This historical tradition was passed down to us by our parents, the grandparents, who told us about these events. Our ancestors were not a band of drunkards and liars. We know our parents and grandparents to be honest, trustworthy people. They did not lie to us. The Christians claim that the Oso HaIsh, I guess you know who that is.
The what?
Oso HaIsh, that man, meaning Yashka.
You know who?
Performed miracles, but those purported miracles were supposedly witnessed by only a few disciples. Muhammad's prophecy was similarly only a personal experience. In contrast, the incidents recounted in the Chumash were witnessed by millions of people, and that is why we have a much stronger historical tradition than all other religions. Based on this understanding, the Rambam interprets the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Shuvi Shuvi Shulamis, Shuvi Shuvi B'netz Abach, Turn Turn O Shulamis, Turn Turn that we may see you, the nations of the world say to Jewish people, turn away from Hashem. Why do you not follow our religion? We also have a historical tradition, the pasuk, Ma Taksa B'Shulamis K'Machulis V'Machanayim. What will you see, Shulamis? Like a dance in the camps. The Jewish people respond, if you were to demonstrate something commensurate with Mamad Har Sinai, where there was a machna Shechina opposite the Machna Yisrael, namely historical tradition witnessed by millions, we could follow you. The Rambam further notes that the word Shuvi appears four times in the Pasuk to hint that Klal Yisrael would be coerced to abandon its faith four times during the fall of each, the rule of each of the four kingdoms that would subjugate us, the last of which we are still currently under.
Who is that?
Well, Rome. We're still considered under Rome, you know, the Christian. Yet Hashem has promised us that even as they force us to adopt their faith, the Torah will never be removed from us, as the pasuk "Ki lo tishkach mipi zaro." It is for this reason that the Ramban maintains there is a mitzvah to read the parsha of Mamon HaSinai once a year. But when we also transmit the matter to our children, they will know that the matter is true without doubt, as if they, the members of a future generation, saw it. For we would not give false testimony to our children, nor would we bequeath to them the words that are worthless foolishness, and they will no doubt. Not doubt our testimony that we will tell them all. These two events, Yetzias Mitzrayim and Mamad Har Sinai, are crucial to teach all of the Ikari Emunah. That is why we have the daily mitzvah to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim and a special mitzvah of Pesach night of Sipa to relate the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim is great length, and with much elaboration, especially to transmit it to succeeding generations. So perhaps the first answer, what we're saying is that all other mitzvahs are really contained in one particular concept, one idea that you want to do. Here, perhaps, using Rav Shechter, winning Mikolah, Reza Meshubach, meaning is that it's not enough simply to tell over historical events. You have to understand this is the Iker, this is the central motif of all of Yahadus. And therefore, the HaReza Meshubach, I admit that it doesn't really answer the second question. I'll have a different answer for that. But the HaReza Meshubach, the reason why we're talking about that is, you're Mekayim another mitzvah. Here, the element of telling over the story of Mitzrayim requires of someone to understand God's role in the world, the Ikarei HaEmunah, the essential aspects of our belief in God. And what is that? Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Mamad HaSinai, what our role in the world is. Right? That's not something, it's just, the more you elaborate on that, the more you're teaching so that you can give this over to the next generation. That goes to the Lashon of HaReze Meshubach. Doesn't go to why after Chatzos. I don't think after the Harei Zemeshuba, but this doesn't go into why they were still doing it after Chatzos.
I have a question.
And that I would like, that if there was something else I want to show you.
Question.
Yeah.
Does the elaboration have to be based on truth or based on speculation when you elaborate?
What does it mean, speculation?
Speculation means, you know, what might have happened. Or like all the hoop.
I don't know. One second. Let's just take one thing. You know, Rosh Hashanah later on, and only Rosh Hashanah style, So he said, there's a Bubba Meisa, the thing with Eliyahu HaNavi coming.
Oh, great.
You know, at the, I know, he's killing me. Like, I can't read Olamenu anymore. So, Oli, telling me all their stories that Mendel the Mouse is not true.
Yeah, what
did
he say? Is a Bubba
Meisa? Yeah, he said, it's not true. There's no source for it. The Rosh Hashanah's like that. It's why he speaks. No, it doesn't say that. It's a Kosher Eliyahu. Kosher Eliyahu, if you look at the... Rav Nevensal's Haggadah points out there's a minhag to put it in the beginning, not at the end. Kosher Eliyahu represents the future Geula, and also the fact why is it in the beginning? Because who did which dar, which generation didn't go into Eretz Yisrael? The Dor HaMabul. Dor HaMidbar. So we put it there to show that we believe that Shuna BeGeula, and that's when they'll come into Eretz Yisrael. But not that necessarily that, you know, and then I'll show you others who say, no, Mamash, it's Eliyahu HaNavi is coming. It's coming. It's a belief that Eliezer Burke was there. Also, I asked an old friend from Yeshiva.
Eliyahu or Mashiach?
Oh, Eliyahu comes first. Eliyahu comes first. Well, the question is the base of Mikdash or Mashiach. That you have a lot of Gemaras talking Gemaras and Truman Rishalmi talks about that the Mashiach will call out from on top of the Beis Hamikdash. That means the Beis Hamikdash comes first. Rav Kook has a long article that says we really could build the Beis Hamikdash.
Let's build it.
Let's go.
Build that wall.
Yeah, you know what the problem is? You're living here in West Hempstead.
That's I'm leaving in 2 weeks for Israel. I can stay. No problem.
When is the?
One second, Jimmy. Yeah.
Maybe the reason is we have to up to Chatzos. We have to learn that it was a miracle happened on Pesach. Hashem intervened specifically on Pesach to commemorate that. But we have to talk about it afterwards to remember that it continues Hashem intervening in the world. It didn't stop. With Pesach. It goes on.
Look at that. This guy's right on point. You're introducing the next piece. Very good.
And Purim, which we just celebrated, is sort of, it comes first.
Smichas Gula Lagula. Right.
Because in Purim, we don't even see Hashem directly intervening, but in any way. It never says Hashem did this or did that, but we see the whole story as being Hashem intervening in the world.
Right. Very good. Hold off. Yes.
According to Rav Shechta, why is there no celebration of Mama Har Sinai ever?
Maybe Shavuos.
Yeah, that's not Midoraisa. I don't know what they. There's a celebration tonight, the Pesach of Yitzias Mitzrayim, but Ma'amad Har Sinai has no Midoraisa celebration in it. He seems to emphasize.
Thank you. No specific.
Right, but it's part of. I guess maybe it's part of the whole concept of that's the whole purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So it's not like it should be a separate. It's as if, because maybe, because if you had a separate idea of celebration from Har Sinai and from Yetzias Mitzrayim, you might say, oh, there's Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's a political independence. There's something to, but a political independence without becoming a Vodam of Hashem, it's meaningless. It's very shivish.
So then even within the Haggadah, there's no...
Right. Well, you know, Dayenu.
Okay. So a sentence.
Okay. Moshe's not mentioned either. Just a...
Okay.
I hear. So I want to show you another bit. I love this. A little Chassidish Torah. Bafilu Kulanu Chacham. It's on this page on the Dalam Keta. Afilu kulanu chacham, mitzvah le'nasapet b'tiyas mitzrayim, tzorch b'yur. Hallo mechimachu chacham v'navam v'zakim v'yodei kol ha-torah nimtash yodei b'vadei sipitzis mitraim shleimus. Right? I mean, somebody knows the whole story. For ma'ef on therefore why hato'elis hisupuro mechadosh, why do you have to tell it again? Ulam chazal hodiyanu b'zeh ki yitzis mitraim einam ma'oro shahayif ha-machas. It's not that it's a historical event that happened once. This is what Jimmy would think. Ela shehi geula nimshechas b'chol dovador. Every generation is going through a geula. U'v'chol shonim es chadeshas inyan yitzias mitzrayim mechadosh. V'lochein gam ha'chochem v'anavim v'azokin tzorach l'saper t'davka b'm'over shahoyah p'amachas b'lo hemshech. If it occurred once and it's not a continuum, who the yitzif toras ha'chochem? If you're only talking about historical events, there's no reason to talk about. She yodeya kol pratei hadvarim. He knows exactly what happened. He knows all the diyukim. Shuvani tzarech l'saper. Avo mechivan she yitzias mitrayim is chadesh is tome b'lo gvul. It happens every generation without boundaries. Memela ein shum mala l'hachochem v'hanavam v'hazokein mechivan shagam heim einim yodim is hadvarim mischachim tome. You know, you got to see that it's happening today. A form of geula. V'lochein achasho amarnu ve'ilu lo tziyanu kadosh baruch hu mitzrayim harei anu v'neinu v'neinu mishabadim in the parim mitzrayim. The mora ayitzias mitzrayim hu geula suvim shechus. The fact that we say, oh, if they didn't say it, we'd still be there, means it's a continuing. God took us out for a purpose, and He's continuing to be with us. Umeyheitam amar chazal shebechol davador chayiv adam liros atzmo kili yotzim mitzrayim lochein afilu kolonu chachamim. Mitzvah lein l'saper. V'chol hamar b'l'saper reza meshuva shekechol shemadreik zo gadol yotzer kach hasogas ge'ulas o hatzmidas ge'ulas yotzer. So I want to explain this a little bit better. Notice what he really has in mind. Notice he's saying it's a continuing idea. It's happening again now. So he tells the story in the next paragraph. Yeshlamim b'derech tchols. I'll tell you outside what it says from the. One second. Idea that he's saying the Baal Kedusha Halevi, and then I want to talk to you. Put it all together. With the Kedusha Halevi, Baal Kedusha Halevi says, one time in the Seder, so I guess it was during the Seder, and he has some kind of message he receives from Shemayim to say that there's, you know, Shmerel Seder is mekubal, is unbelievably mekubal by the Malachim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he wants to know what's going on. Why, you know, I have a nice Seder. Why is his Seder like so accepted? It's so mekubal. So he sends a message to this Shmerel. He says, come see me tomorrow. I want to hear what was it? What did you do? So he comes in and he says, you know, I heard last week in the Shabbos HaGadol, There was a minhag. Chabad has the same minhag, you know. They won't drink vodka, anything kosher, even kosher whiskey. I mean, kosher cognac, whatever it is that you could drink.
Vodka.
They won't drink that during Pesach. I always joke with Rabbi Lieberman because they need 8 days to detox. He says, "Don't worry, wine has a lot in it." So he said, "But I love drinking. I love drinking the stuff." So I was drinking all day, Erev Pesach, knowing that I'm never going to have this for the next 8 days. And what happened to me? I was so drunk, I fell asleep. And I woke up in the middle of the night, or whenever it was, and I woke up and I turned to Kadosh Baruch Hu and I said, Ech ben ana moritz. I don't know all the details, I can't explain all the details. But you know what I do know? I know that you took me out of Mitzrayim. And you're still here and you're going to take me out of the future Geula. And he fell back asleep. His emunah was so perfect. There is an idea that we have. For example, when it comes to Hallel. When you say Hallel, when you said Hallel yesterday, were you sitting and standing?
Standing.
You're standing. How come you're sitting during Hallel during Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? When you're going to say Hallel HaGadol.
You're tired. I've been drinking all day.
You're sweeping the stand. But you're sitting. You're sitting. First of all, Hallel is also a mitzvah of Nashim and Achayim. Here they are, Chayim. Why don't you say a bracha? So most people explain, why do you say a bracha? Because you started, you stopped, and now you're starting again. So I've always thought that maybe you could say it a little bit differently. Because the bracha of Soloveitchik used to say, bracha, the Birchas HaMitzvah, is a matir. What is a matir? Because based on the Rambam says, Kishem Shemavarchim, a Birchas HaNenim, Kach Mavarchim, a Birchas HaMitzvahs. Just like you make a bracha when you have an apple, you have an orange, so too you have to make a bracha when you have a when you do a mitzvah. So one shot of the way the Rav is meaning, I think Rav Shechter always says it this way. The reason why you do it is because there happens to be. Actually, I saw this in the Sefer written by Rabbi Reichman on brachas. So there. So what does the Rav say? The Rav said because it's just in the matir, just like in Gashmias, in spiritual also you need a matir. But what's the pshat? It means you have to understand that when you're doing a mitzvah, you're doing a mitzvah in Avodas Hashem. You're not just doing it, putting on tefillin. You're doing this as a command, a tzivui of the Kaddish Baruch Hu. You have to step back. You have to step back and understand, like, who am I doing this for? I'm not doing it just as Stam Azoi. The Rebbe used to say, if you do a ritual, it's like a Avodah Zarah. You know, because you have to understand, you're doing kavana. If you perceive that the Kaddish Baruch Hu is right in front of you, and you're doing a mitzvah, you can take it differently. Problem is the way we do mitzvahs over and over, is that we do it by rote, you know, we try to do this, you don't even think about it. Mm-hmm. That's why the Hasidim came up with Shem Yichud. You know, I just want you to think about what you're doing to understand you're in front of the Kaddish Baruch Hu
v'chvod v'atzmo. A lot of demons in shul say, Dalif Nehem Yatameh.
Right, exactly. Right, just like a reminder, you have a picture, you know. So,
I don't have a picture.
So why don't we say a bracha? The concept of Reb Chaim writes, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, is that the hallel that we say is not the hallel, is not similar to the hallel that we say, you know, like for Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tovim. That's a hallel, we thank you for everything that you said before. There is a different hallel that's called the Hallel Shel Shira. Hallel Shel Shira means I'm exhibiting it right now. I'm going through the nes right now. It's not the first year. The Netziv and the She'iltas talks about Hanukkah. Right? What gave you the right? What gave the Chachamim right to extend like the miracle of Hanukkah, then to create a Yom Tov every single year, or Purim every single year? So the Netziv and the She'iltas explains. You know what the difference is? Is that when it came, the first year there's a Chiyuv D'oraisa to give Shira, a Chiyuv D'oraisa to give Shira. Then the Rabbanim have the right to extend that Chiyuv D'oraisa every single year. Pesach is a Chiyuv Shel Shira. What does that mean? It's happening right now. If it's happening at this very moment, that's why you don't say a bracha. You can't say a bracha. You don't take a step back. I'm experiencing it right now. You're sitting without standing. This is a different concept, a different idea. So if you imagine this evening that your mom is walking with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, there's a Geula happening right now. So that at midnight you stop. You can't stop. You can't control yourself. It continues throughout the whole night. That's the whole idea. So the Harezer Meshubach, it comes out to be two things. First of all, to understand this is the Iker, this is the very essential aspect. This is why we are Jews. Because we know this is what occurred. And then you fall apart when you realize the anila dodi v'dodi li. There was an interesting thing I saw yesterday.
Sorry,
you know,
what is that?
And I am, this is from Sher Shirim, I am from my beloved is from me.
The relationship between us and
right.
God and Hashem.
So there is. I mentioned this yesterday, Sher, there's a minhag brought down, and Rav Moshe Weinberg always says in the Svarim. Probably means, I don't know which safer. Let's spread in the Svarim. So the Svarim over here, they say that there is such a minhag that yesterday at the Psicha, when you took out the three Sefer Torah, this is Eis Ratzon. It's a moment to ask whatever you want from the Kaddish Baruch Hu. I told this to my family at lunch. So they said, now you tell me. But she wasn't there.
Mostly we asked for the Chazan to speed it up.
Right. So, you know, so I had it in mind, you know, when I saw this, I mentioned the Bakasha. And I wanted to give a rationale for it. And I think it's also very important also to understand the evening and already Rosh Chodesh Nisan, what it means. The three Sefer Torah that we take out, the first was the Parsha. The Parshas Tazria. Parshas Tazria, so, and this is based on an idea I saw from Reb Baruch Simon, you know, the Imre Baruch. He's from YU. Beautiful. He has a few svarim out. Really, very, 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 very enjoyable to read. Very enjoyable to learn. So he points out, he said that the woman who, after she gives birth, she had to bring two korbanas. Korban chatas and a korban ola. Chatas is for a sin per se, and ola is kula leshem, everything but God. Usually, in Gemara, Zvachim says, you have to bring these two. What do you bring first? Chatas, then Zvachim. Then you bring, I'm sorry, chatas, then the ola. However, the Torah said yesterday that it's first is the it's the Torah says that first you bring the, it says the ola and then the chatas. So Rashi says not that you brought it, the hakrava, just the way we read it first. And so he brings down another mandamer and says what it meant was also that when you makdish a karbanis, you makdish the ola first, then the korban chatas, even though you're going to bring the chatas first and then the ola. Kedushas HaLevi, he gets in twice in our share. Kedushas HaLevi, he says, he gives a different rationale, but maybe a little, he explained Rashi, per se, Lakrotz. He said, when it comes to this concept of Anid L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, we call it Pesach, right? The Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah calls it Chag HaMatzos. Chag HaMatzos is because he is talking about the greatness of Klal Yisrael, and we are talking about the greatness of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Asher Pasach, you helped, you jumped over our houses and you took care of the Mitzrayim, but you didn't kill us. And then we looked at, and then he looks at Chag HaMatzos because you, right, Kadesh, you didn't have time, you ran out to be with me, right? What do we have? We have Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Shem Echad in our Tefillin. What does he have? Mika Amcha Yisrael, Goy Echad Ba'aretz in his Tefillin. So there's a love relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and us, and that's the pshat in Tazria. What is Shabbos? He brings many rites and so on. Shabbos, it's a time that we give tremendous shira to Hashem. Osi Le'olam, Benim Bnei Yisrael, right? The loving relationship with Klal Yisrael, the Shechina, the Lechododi, the Shechina comes close to us, right? It's in Kabbalah, that's the whole idea of Kegavna, the relationship of the Shechina and the Godhead, whatever that means in Kabbalistic terms, comes together on Shabbos and comes closer into our homes. The Rav always points out, beautiful, another piece that the Rav explained that why do we say Kiddush so soon as Shabbos starts? He said, because unlike Yontif, we go into the home of the Kadosh Baruch in the Beis HaMikdash. However, when it comes from Shabbos, the Kadosh Baruch comes into our home. So when he comes into our home, when does he come into our home? First of all, I think that's why the Rav is was not happy about the plug minyanim, and you know, when it comes to Erev Shabbos, starting Shabbos early, he used to say Simcha Shabbos starts when Shabbos starts, not an early Shabbos. But I think this says it. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is coming into my house. When is it coming in? Not coming in at 6:45. It's coming at 8:00. That's when Shabbos starts. So it comes into my house. So what do? I say Kiddush. That's Shabbos, right? And then the third idea, but he says, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. For you. Meaning what? The rest of the world has Rosh Hashanah. That's their Rosh Hashanah. That's Bris Olam. HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem is when I come close to you. You are now my nation. You're my people. Right? This is the Am Nivcha. This is as a nation we now come closer to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the whole period of the Zman. And this idea therefore when we took out the three Sifrei Kodesh, so I want to add to that. Why at this Zman should it be such, and this is the Zman that we can have such Bakasha from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, according to these Svarim. Why? Sefer Torah, Kriyas HaTorah, we look at Kriyas HaTorah as just like, you know, it's like it's an interruption between Shachris and Musav. I told the story yesterday, it had such a roshim on me from Mr. Phillips, Olav Shalom. When he had a home in New Hampshire, So this is before all of a sudden all the Satmar started building up there and building shuls. And
New Hampshire?
New Hampshire. He used to, for the summer, he used to go there.
Way
better. Yes, they used to go. And he had, you know, he has a number of, had a number of Sefer Torah. So he says on Shabbos, during the week, whenever it was, he said, my home was, he said, people came into my house to hear the Devar Hashem. There's Kriya Satora. We look at Kriya, we don't look at the Kriya Satora the way it's supposed to be. Kriya Satora is the only time Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke with us verbiage. These are the words of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Every time you, Nach, what is Nach? Nach is the words that are in the, that the Navi is telling us. Yes, he heard a message from Kadosh Baruch Hu, an interpretation, blah, blah, blah. But Torah is mamish, word for word, from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is the first time. What?
Do you do it with a trump?
With a trump. What?
Lightning.
Yeah. Whatever. So there, the whole thing, idea of the Kriyas HaTorah is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to us. This whole idea of Pesach, of this man, the closeness of Klal Yisrael, has to be an experiential moment. And when you realize that the Geula is occurring and the Tashkacha Pratas, Anila Dodi Vadodi Li, so then, Mamash, of course, this is a Zaman of Eis Ratzon to ask a Bakasha, to ask what you want from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's so close to us. Of course, this is the Zaman. So the piece which we didn't go through, I want to say, like, even the Dalit Kosos, why do we have Kosos for wine? So Meshach Chachmas is so simple. Wine changes you. Each as you drink, you know, your face changes. You become, the blood starts rushing, you know, and you yourself feel a physical change within you. It's another aspect of changing, realize that you have to experience this mitzvah. So I think that's the real pshat. Harezem Meshubach and the Chol HaMarba Harezem Meshubach, and also the fact the next Keta that was brought together, they learned all night. Because if you really experience the Seder, you really experience the Geula that's happening at this moment, it is impossible to stop at the Chatzos. You just continue going on. How do you leave the presence of the Kaddish Baruch? It's 12 o'clock, I gotta go. You know, when I go to friends, you know, and I tell, or I go to a wedding, I want to leave after the first dance. Or I want to leave exactly at 11 o'clock. So 11 o'clock, you know, no matter how much, I want to leave, I've had enough. But if you really are experiencing the moment, you can't stop. Anyhow, I don't think we're going to have a share next week. Well, we didn't warn it at all.